Will was starring in Hollywood from 1929 to 1935. He appeared in 21 feature films. You were 10 to 16 years old then. Do you remember the first movie or recollection of movies you saw of Will?
We saw some silent ones in, I think, Tulsa at one of the theaters. I think a Ritz Theater or something. But the one after we moved to Bartlesville was his first talkie. We went to the show as a family. Dad took us all, and we all sat together. Then if we wanted to go back to a Will Rogers show, we had to use our allowance down the second time to buy our ticket. We never had free tickets for anything at the movies.
I believe his first talkie was the version of Mark Twain's novel, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. According to some research here.
Well, that one showed a lot of technique. And, of course, all I remember out of that one very much was the eclipse that saved his life. And he knew it was going to happen because he had a little pocket calendar thing and all. He pulled that off and saved his life by having an eclipse of the sun.
How did it save his life?
They thought he was a sorcerer or a witch or something, kind of.
Oh, in the movie.
Yeah.
Right.
And so that saved his life. Yeah.
Other films, Young as You Feel.
Yeah, I remember that.
Judge Priest, mm-hmm. Life Begins at 40.
Mm-hmm.
You remember seeing those?
Yeah. That one fella, I can just picture him. He looked like a real undertaker, you know, so sober and tall. And he told him, live a life. Don't just do like you're doing. Go out and get some life. So he did, and he started, and he got a widow lady and started dating and everything. That was fun.
I would imagine as you were around town as a youngster and everybody knew you were related to Uncle Will, that kind of gave you some celebrity status yourself.
Well, it did, because I could go with any crowd, and I favored a lot of football players that lived on the wrong side of town, so to speak, and they were Polish people that had come and worked in the smelters at Bartlesville. But they were all real nice kids. They came to the house just like all of the Philip executive kids did, and we just had a melting pot there.
Did he talk about famous people he had met, or did you meet famous people because of him?
Oh, I met very many because Paula Love was manager of the Will Rogers Memorial after 1938, and she always made a point on his birthday to have a big parade and a famous person as a parade marshal. So she brought all these different Hollywood people and Monty Montana, the roper. She brought Bob Hope, and we'd get to come here to the lodge and sit and visit with them after the parade.
Remember talking to Bob Hope?
Yeah, we all shook hands and visited.
You remember listening to Will on the radio?
Yes, I do.
Tell us about how he had a hard time staying within the time frame of his programs.
He would get on to something, and he'd just talk and talk, and then he'd get on to the next thing and all. He didn't really follow any notes, so he didn't have his talk timed. The station was having a problem with this. They decided they would get an alarm clock, and if he was in the middle of a sentence, he was supposed to stop when that alarm clock rang. So those were called his alarm clock speeches. They worked very well. He was doing this on Sunday, and the ministers, even all across the nation, were having trouble with the Sunday night meetings. So they set their meeting times up earlier Sunday so everybody could get home to hear Will Rogers.
I think that Sunday night program originally was sponsored by the Gulf Oil Company, and it was known as the Gulf Headliners. But then because of the alarm clock, it became known as Will Rogers and his famous alarm clock.
Right. And we have a statue in the Will Rogers Hotel here that has an alarm clock at his feet, and he's standing at a microphone.
As long as you mention the hotel, the Will Rogers Hotel here in Claremore, which is still here. Uncle Will was very proud of that, wasn't he?
He really was. They said he thought that was more complimentary than any marquee he had ever had on Broadway. And they usually put him as the headliner on those marquees. He said, and besides, it is 6 stories high, and nothing is higher than 3 stories in London. So he thought, well, I beat them out because he had a 6-story high building. And he talked about it in some of his articles because it had radium baths, and people came from all over to take those for health. He was very proud that that was there and that it was being beneficial for people.
You live in the Will Rogers
Hotel. I live in the Will Rogers Hotel now. What happened, it went in disrepair, and the Rogers County Historical Society took it over. They put it under West Plains organization out of Minneapolis, I think. They have these senior citizen apartments, and you can live there. I remember Uncle Will had a room in the southwest corner. Every time he came, that was always available. He would meet people and he'd say, come to the hotel, I'll visit with you and stuff. And they all knew where he was, and they started coming and lining up to go visit in there with him. We kids would be there, and we'd be out on the mezzanine and playing and talking. Then we'd all go downstairs and eat in the coffee shop. And what would happen? The family would have a calling round robin. They would get everybody informed that Uncle Will's here, and we're going to meet at the coffee shop at so-and-so time. And so all of them would come. They could. Maybe we'd have 30 people in there that was all family.
And the coffee shop
in the hotel.
In the hotel.
Yeah. It's no longer there. They do serve meals on the second floor in the ballroom now at noon, but they're brought in from someplace.
I guess the way you were able to keep up with Will was listening to him on the radio, obviously, and the newspaper columns.
Yes.
Do you remember reading them? And do you have the columns yourself, any of them?
No, I just have the books that have all of that in them. When I lived in Arizona, it was so interesting because that was back in the 70s. There was some man on the staff of the Arizona Republic newspaper in Phoenix. He pulled up articles of Will Rogers Says and put them in the paper every day. They were just as timely as if he had put them there with Western Union himself.
Huh. That's amazing.
It was. That young man, or whoever it was, really spent a lot of time. Those columns fit today just as perfect as they did when they were first written.
Mm-hmm.